There was an act introduced in 2003 with all-party support called the Legal Deposit Libraries Act, and this bill recognised the fact that the internet and digital publication was becoming a huge and very, very significant part of British political, cultural, scientific and literary life. So what it tried to do was give the British Library and five other libraries in the UK and Ireland the same powers to collect digitally published material as it has for collecting conventionally printed material, which basically meant that if a newspaper like The Guardian or the BBC or even somebody who had a blog was blogging about a subject, the British Library and other libraries across the British Isles could actually collect and archive that without having to ask their permission, and in a way would be able to then preserve and collect Britain's heritage, Britain's history, Britain's culture, Britain's science, Britain's literature for researchers and academics. Now, the problem is that the bill itself, or the act that came into force in 2003, needed some work doing to kind of find and finesse the finesse the manner in which this digital information would be archived. But it's taken more than 6 years to even get to the starting block of beginning a consultation with the general public and with the publishing industry, if you like, on what to do. You know, it seems that DCMS has got no confidence that it'll be able to introduce this legislation before the next election, which means that it will take at least 7 or 8 years for this particular power to be introduced. There's been this huge change in the way our culture talks to itself and within itself, and the British Library's been unable effectively to document it at all effectively.
I mean, is this so important? Because there still is an archive of newspapers, of books and journals, isn't there?
Well, yes, there is. I mean, the point that the British Library and the National Library of Scotland make about this is that in some respects it isn't an entirely critical loss of knowledge, because most scientific journals are published in printed form, most newspapers are printed in published form. But the difficulty that they have is that the nature of digital publication, if you like, the nature of the digital discourse is such that there are so many other things which are happening. We're at the birth of this. I mean, we have one comment here from Martin Wade, who is the chief librarian, if you like, for the National Library of Scotland, and he said, "We're missing the birth of a new way of publishing. We've lost 6 years of Scottish digital history, and we continue to lose that history with every month that we don't have this legislation in place."
Segment 1.
There was an act introduced in 2003 with all-party support called the Legal Deposit Libraries Act, and this bill recognised the fact that the internet and digital publication was becoming a huge and very, very significant part of British political, cultural, scientific and literary life. So what it tried to do was give the British Library and five other libraries in the UK and Ireland the same powers to collect digitally published material as it has for collecting conventionally printed material, which basically meant that if a newspaper like The Guardian or the BBC or even somebody who had a blog was blogging about a subject, the British Library and other libraries across the British Isles could actually collect and archive that without having to ask their permission.
Segment 2.
And in a way would be able to then preserve and collect Britain's heritage, Britain's history, Britain's culture, Britain's science, Britain's literature for researchers and academics. Now, the problem is that the bill itself, or the act that came into force in 2003, needed some work doing to kind of find and finesse the finesse the manner in which this digital information would be archived. But it's taken more than 6 years to even get to the starting block of beginning a consultation with the general public and with the publishing industry, if you like, on what to do. You know, it seems that DCMS has got no confidence that it'll be able to introduce this legislation before the next election.
Segment 3.
Which means that it will take at least 7 or 8 years for this particular power to be introduced. There's been this huge change in the way our culture talks to itself and within itself, and the British Library's been unable effectively to document it at all effectively.
I mean, is this so important? Because there still is an archive of newspapers, of books and journals, isn't there?
Well, yes, there is. I mean, the point that the British Library and the National Library of Scotland make about this is that in some respects it isn't an entirely critical loss of knowledge, because most scientific journals are published in printed form, most newspapers are printed in published form.
Segment 4.
But the difference, the difficulty that they have is that the nature of digital publication, if you like, the nature of the digital discourse is such that there are so many other things which are happening. We're at the birth of this. I mean, we have one comment here from Martin Wade, who is the chief librarian, if you like, for the National Library of Scotland. And he said, "We're missing the birth of a new way of publishing. We've lost 6 years of Scottish digital history, and we continue to lose that history with every month that we don't have this legislation in place."